the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 12, letter number 3948. This is dated Baruch Hashem, the 10th of Kislev, Tovshin Design, Brooklyn. And this is addressed to Rav Agoin. We had many letters to him. Ephraim Elozer Sheikh Yakoyin, Rabbi Yolos from Philadelphia. Sholom Uvrach, with many letters. He sent the Rebbe a postcard. Rebbe says, I'm responding to your postcard. Probably because it was a postcard, it didn't have a date. That was in itself confirmation of what we're talking about. You don't need a date because it's the postcard. So the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your postcard. And there you have a surprise. And like I told you, when I was learning my Morim, the Rebbe addresses it, but he asked the Rebbe that to my Morim in Torah Or, they're both start by Im Rabim. One is in the Parshas Noyach, and the other one is in the Parshas Toldos. And they give different and interpretation, which, by the way, we just learned the Maim Rabim from the Rebbe in Tavshin Yud Zayin, which the Rebbe brings down the various different interpretations. But he has the Rebbe that in the first one, it says, he quotes from the Shir HaShirim, it says that the great waters cannot extinguish the love. What are the great waters? He explains. So he talks about there's a love of a Jew to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the great waters are all the troubles of the person's, his livelihood. He's worried, how am I going to pay my bills and how am I going to get things done? So those are called the great waters. Those are waters that distract you. So the Pasuk says that these great waters will not be able to deter the love that a Yid has to Hashem. Notwithstanding all of these distractions, he will remain fast in love of Hashem. That's in one mimer. And in the other mimer, he says that Maim Rabim, totally something different. That the Maim Rabim, the great, when a person reflects on Hashem and he sees all the grandeur and all the greatness, and yet it's not going to quench his thirst because he wants to connect with Hashem himself on a much higher level. So here we're saying that it's the trouble of a parnasa, and over there we're saying the reflection. So the Rebbe says the first mimer is fitting the way the Gemara says in Sota, and also in the revealed part of the inner part of Torah, which is in the Medrash Shir HaShirim Mekoyimah. So the Rebbe says the source for the first mimer is both in Nigla, in the Gemara, in Sota, and also in the revealed part of the inner part. Medrash is also somewhat of an inner part, but there's the revealed of the inner part. The second commentary fits to the explanation in the inner part of Torah, which, as he points out in the beginning of the Maimer, that it's in the Zohar. So these are two explanations, one in the Gemara and one in the Zohar. But the Rebbe says these two interpretations really evolve one from the other, because the human intellect, whether it's our human intellect and or what we call the Adam HaElyon, the Supreme Adam, which is the highest level within the Kabbalah and Chassidus, I'm not going to go into that. So it's all measured and limited. And they are the ones, the limitations, they bring the limitations in worldly matters, which causes us that we are preoccupied, or we get distracted, we get caught up in our parnasa. And it goes even further that this preoccupation, so it's all because of the limitations that causes you sort of a being boxed in and causes all the limitations. So it actually goes even further that even the other side, calling them the outer skin, nurtures. So over there, you can have even the inyonim that he says over there, that the nations of the world sometimes, they also distract and they complain about the Yidden. It's also in that mimer that we learned, I mentioned before, interesting mimer in, the Rebbe gave it in Tovshin Yud Zayin, a few years after this one, in which the Rebbe says, like the Gemara says. So basically, when we talk about these great waters, meaning the limited amount of comprehension and godliness, also brings about the limited amount of limitation in the world, brings about the limitation of the getting preoccupied in the worldly matters. And Rebbe adds also, because in the Medrash, it also talks about the nations of the world not allowing Jews to be serviced. It's all interconnected. It takes a lot more. I know I'm not clear, and I wasn't able to, in this time allotted, and in this context, to do better than that. I just give you some, pointers, and Mitzvah Hashem, at some point, we'll learn more in detail in greater detail. But like I said, in the Maimer of Maim Rabim in Tovshin Yud Zayin, whether you can find a good explanation, the Rebbe doesn't necessarily combine it like he does over here, but you get an illustration of what the Gemara said, what the Medrash says, and what the Zohar says, and the Rebbe brings them all down.